Good morning, everyone. I don't know what time it is, but it must be getting on for 1 a.m. And I've just come down to take the dogs out, and I think I'm going to make a cup of tea. Is that on the floor? Cardboard, where did that come from? Okay, what would I like to say? Whoops. Okay, come on, dogs. It was quite mild out here earlier. Sit. Good boy, let's go. Oh, it smells of bonfires. Good boy, this way. Oops. It's very quiet out here. Sit. Yeah, it smells of someone like someone's had a bonfire. Turn the microwave phone away from my dog doing a wee. I'm sure no one wants to hear that particularly. Can hear a dog barking somewhere. Come on then. Sit. Good boy, wait. It's very still out here. Go on then. Earlier in the day it was quite windy. The wind's completely dropped. And it's not cold. I've got a dress on with no sleeves, you know, like the vest type straps. Sit. Good boy. Whoops. Go on, in you go. And it's not cold. Now, where's Lammy? Lammy, you coming in? Come on. Good boy. I think Whack-a-Boo-Boo's out. I hope he doesn't wake me up at 2 a.m. I might go and check in a minute, but I don't want to disturb that lot. I might as well do it now. I don't want to wake them up. This is the trouble. Hello, everyone. Where's Chief Whack-a-Boo-Boo? Is he in? Someone's sharpening their claws. Pinky's here. He is Pink. Hello, my Pink. No, he's not where he normally sits. You haven't eaten all your food. You've eaten his instead. Oh, dear. All the plates are empty apart from hers. It's half finished. Just going to look on the chair. Oops, that was one of the blackies that didn't want to be stroked. No, he's not in. Oh, it's a pain, he is. He is a pain, believe me. I'm going to go and see if he's out the front. Just picking up empty cups that I've left there. I think there's one over here. And there was, yep, there we go. I leave a trail of cups everywhere. I don't usually, but I usually remember. Earth is this awful foggy music. That's coming with me. Right, now let me just go to the front door and see if he's out there. Whack-a-boo-boo! Squeaky door. Where does he go when he disappears like that? He was in earlier. Unless he's asleep under my bed and he's just pretending not to be there. He does do that sometimes. He's there now. He's missed his chance. He's missed the boat. I'm afraid. afraid. Sorry, old chap. You've missed out. I don't know if I really want a cup of tea. I don't think I do, actually. Anyway, I will have a plant, though. Now, I might even have two plants. Nice and unripened. Okay. The point of this boo is to say that I have used up, I just did a usage check, and I have used up pretty much 2 gigs of mobile data since Wednesday or Thursday. Now, the package I'm on allows 1 gig. But the thing is, I could kick myself because the day the internet went down, when we thought it was just a local problem, we didn't realise it was, but also that our cables had been taken out, our cable, and Virgin can't fit it for another 2 weeks. I've been put on a 4G plan, which is really stupid because my phone's not compatible with 4G, so I cancelled it, but for 3 months I had unlimited mobile data. You know when you could just kick yourself? Why didn't I just leave it? It was only £5 a month extra. As it is, I've already paid an extra £10. But my point is, I've just spoken to Vodafone. I didn't know they were open this time of night, but actually they are. And they said they don't normally allow any more than you to add any more than an extra 1 gig to your plan, because it's only for a month. And I've used it already, so, and most of that's on Audioboo, to be fair. So she went away and kept me waiting for ages, and she came back and said that she'd made an they've made an exception. They've given me another gig for £5. So I've already incurred an extra £10. And a gig, how long is that going to last me if I go on the way I have been? Which is, I haven't uploaded that many boos. I've been listening to, well, I haven't even listened to that many really, because I haven't been that many. It's been very quiet the last Saturday and Sunday. So, the point is, this is going to be the last audio boo I upload for a while, and I'm even going to try not to listen to any. I will get round to listening to them all when my internet's back, when my Wi-Fi comes back on. And if I get any direct messages, I will listen to those because, you know, they might be something personal to me that I need to know. So, carry on sending them, but, pardon me, it's going to be extremely hard when I can't sleep at night, not to listen to people's boos, and just at other times in the days when I'm doing stuff in the kitchen and that sometimes when I'm accustomed to listening to them. But the thing is, it's £6 for every 250 MB you go over. So if I go on at this rate, I could incur like £50 in a couple of days. And I don't really want to do that because I've already got 4 lines on my contract. I've got, well, they're all separate contracts, but on my account, I've got mine, Obi's. He pays for his and he's billed separately, but it's still basically in my name. Ronan, and we've got the iPad. So, I probably will do some boos, but I won't upload them until my Wi-Fi is back. I don't know what takes up the most, listening to them or uploading them. Uploading them certainly takes the hell out of my battery, I know that much, when you use it on the mobile data. So that's it, really. That's the point of this boo. Ugh. So Audioboo's turning out to be pretty expensive this month. Actually, what's turned out to be pretty expensive is their mistake next door. And, it was their father-in-law's mistake. And Obi did see the bloke this morning when he was leaving. Because I'll tell you all about that while I'm here. He was going out about 11:30 and he saw Victor next door.
And Victor said, Vic, he's really sorry. He feels terrible. If there's any financial comeback, he will be prepared to pay. And he said he was quite serious about it. But no one in their right, we're not going to go to him and say, oh, Connor's had to pay £10. And I've had to pay £10. I'm not doing that. I've got more dignity than that. You know what I mean? It's a real inconvenience. I can't tell you how inconvenient it is not to have the internet. And not to be able to, you know, just carry on as normal. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to go saying, yes, well, it's cost me this and it's cost me... I'm just not going to do that. I mean, he said he was serious about it, but so am I. There are limits. I mean, probably if it cost us several... I don't know. I mean, if they charge us, if Virgin charges... Like, I don't know if they charge me for it. Whether that, because it's outside my property. It's not inside the wall. So, if they charge me for it, then I might think again if it's a lot. You know, if it's over £100. I might say, look, do you mind? You know, I'm really sorry. But I'd feel awful asking for it. But the trouble is, I can't really afford that. I mean, I haven't budgeted for it extra. If I had £100 to spend, I wouldn't choose to spend it on that, put it that way. Things are tight around here. Especially since Ronan's not going back to college and my child benefits and child tax credits have all stopped. That's a big chunk every month. Apart from the maintenance from his dad... You know, he's not, to the world, he doesn't exist because he's not claiming, he's not working and he's not doing any, you know, he's not getting any other form of support. So it isn't easy at the moment. We could do without, and then I've got the other bill to sort out, the dual payment of housing benefit, which they threw at me after 3 years of silence, saying I owe £493. I've got that to sort out. If housing benefit won't pay that, that's another thing I've got to find the money for. Oh. Obi's at work tonight. The wedding was okay yesterday. It was a bit of a farce. Because they... Typical, really. They had a really flashy wedding, you know. Limousine and all that. Which is fine. But, you know, they had it was £200 an hour, apparently. To hire this thing, and they had it from about nine in the morning till four in the afternoon. And you know, that it's up to people what they spend on, you know, on their wedding, of course. But when they got to the hall afterwards, the food wasn't there, so it rather makes everything fall flat with all the flashiness. If that's really basic thing doesn't come off properly, and it was something as simple as. Some people were preparing it in Notting Hill Gate, and the wedding was somewhere around, you know, I don't even know, southeast London. There was a man with a van, and he was supposed to go and pick it up, and apparently he sat down in the hall and refused to go. I don't know whether someone has upset him. So someone else had to go, and it's more than a 2-hour round trip. So, of course, by 8 o'clock in the evening, they'd still not had any food. And the actual wedding service was 10 o'clock in the morning. And no one had anything to eat. Some people got really angry and they went home. They left. They actually left. I think it would have been better, in my opinion, to have it at a hotel or somewhere like that and spend the money on that. But then again, if they want their limousine and... You know, to spend hundreds on their suits and whatever, that's up to them. But you don't invite a load of people and not give them food. It's not exactly hospitable. And Obi couldn't even leave because he was the best man. He went with a friend. I mean, I was invited, but I didn't want to go. I'm glad I didn't. That would have been a really long day for me. He went with a friend and his friend got fed up and went and bought chicken and chips. They finally did get the food about 9 o'clock, and it finished about midnight, and he stayed to help clear up. He'd had quite a lot to drink. Just beer. he was a bit worse for wear. I had a bit of a hangover today, but he wasn't really rolling drunk. I thought he was when I spoke to him on the phone, but he wasn't. He stayed to help clear up, and then he missed the person that had given him a lift and had his iPad and his sunglasses and other stuff in the car. And so this is what happened. He had to come home without them because the other bloke had gone. And the other bloke lives in Sidcup, which isn't that far from here. So he thought he was just going to be able to get them from him, like, locally. But then he got a voicemail message to say that he'd left them with the groom. So he had to go all the way back up there today to pick up his iPad and stuff. So, and they had a Thanksgiving service, because they tend to spread their weddings out over, like, it's usually in Nigeria, it's 3 days, like Friday and a Saturday and a Sunday, but I think here they did it in two. They did the church service and the reception bit. I think they did that all in one day. In Nigeria, they have the court wedding, I think, on the Friday. I might have got this wrong, but and then they have, like, the traditional wedding, which is the church and the reception, and then they have, like, a Thanksgiving thing. They didn't have the court wedding, because you don't have to have that here. I don't know if you do there. But I think you probably do, so it's all money-making. So he didn't go to that, because he was working this evening anyway, so he went up. He wasn't gone long. He went up there and got there. He went up on the train to Catford, picked it up, came straight back, pretty much. So that was that, and that's about it, really. I keep knocking the phone and pausing it. That's about it, really. Nothing else has happened. The kids are back. Oh, we had a really lazy day, actually. The kids are back. They've been over their dad's. Well, Connor's been working, but he went back there. He came home on Saturday night, and then they went out for a meal, but he went straight to work on Sunday, and then he just came home, and Ronan came home about 7-ish, got the bus back home. So they're home. Obi's at work. Oh, I had a really lazy day. I'd slept quite well. Obi got in at 2 o'clock this Sunday morning, and by the time we settled down to go to sleep, it was about 5, actually, because we were talking and stuff. Pause recording. And it was probably about 5 o'clock, I think. And so we didn't wake up till about 10, half 10. And, of course, then he realised he had to go over and get his stuff. Well, not realised, but he had to get there before the church service started to meet up with and get it back. So he couldn't really hang around. We had a bit of a lay-in, and then he had to get up and go. I kept falling asleep all day. Every time I sat down, I fell asleep. I've no idea why. I fell asleep tonight as well, about 10:30. And I woke up just after midnight, so I'm sure I'm going to definitely be awake all night now. Thankfully, there's not really anything of interest to listen to on Audioboo, because I've got to really pick and choose. If I listen to anything, I've got to really pick and choose what I listen to. I'm probably actually better off just turning off my mobile data, to be honest, but I want to keep it on in case there's any emails or anything I need to deal with. So I've got to try and make this gig last basically 9 days. I don't think so. Oh, dear. Excuse me. I don't usually yawn like this on my public booze. Oh, maybe I should pause it when I yawn, but sometimes it just comes on you without you realising. Anyway, everyone, I'm saying that I won't upload any booze. I might change my mind, but I'm going to try and leave them in the drafts. And if I do any, that is. And upload them next week. It's a real pain, you know. It's an absolute pain. Anyway, I love you and leave you for now. But if you If I get any direct messages, as I say, I will listen to them because I will. Anyway, take care, everyone, and I'm around, even if I might seem like I'm not. I'm not. I'm still with it, even though I'm most of the time seemingly not so. Anyway, bye for now, and I'll be back soon.